Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, my man?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
No
problem.
Glad to hear.
I like your Ohio State shirt.
It's just Ohio.
Oh, just Ohio.
The Bobcats.
The state is implied.
The Bobcats.
Oh, the Bobcats.
The University of Ohio. The Ohio State Buckeyes' biggest, fiercest rival.
Yeah, the Bobcats, man. I mean, who doesn't have at least one piece of Bobcat?
It's the only one I could find when my boys were little. They went to Brookridge. They were Brookridge Bobcats, like Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
And I coached basketball there. So I bought some Ohio Bobcats gear.
I'm
so I could wear Bobcats.
To see you wear anything that says Ohio on it, though.
That's why I bought this, was for to coach in it.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
No, I'm a Toledo guy.
Okay,
You see me in Toledo hats and Toledo sweaters.
So it's the Buckeyes.
I lived in Ohio.
It's the Buckeyes,
yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Your hatred starts and ends there.
In Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Toledo. One of my favorite cities in the world.
Oh,
honestly.
I thought you hated the state.
Mm-mm.
Well, that
I think Canton's nice.
Sounds nice. I've only, I only
football
ever,
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I only ever see those places.
I stopped there one time when I was driving through. I really
sure
did.
Nice.
I was like 23 driving from Michigan to Florida. I was like, hey, isn't this the Pro Football Hall of Fame? It's by myself. And I saw the lights on. I was like, holy crap, it's the Hall of Fame game. I just pulled over and went in.
Like unplanned? Just
unplanned. Saw the lights.
There,
there it is.
Boom. But when you're in Canton, there's always something to do.
Well, I'm like,
you don't have to plan ahead.
Well, now you're talking like Rebecca Lobo. You hear her get in trouble. I know you watch women's college basketball.
What did she get in trouble for?
They were asking a girl, Caitlin Clark.
I know her.
About.
She had the greatest performance probably in sports.
About something about her family being in town for the game and them wanting to see her. And she basically pulled a Brady and was like, look, you guys, I'm going to focus on this game and stay in my room. You guys go find something fun to do in Albany.
Okay.
And she told that story. And then Rebecca Lobo, who was the announcer, said, yeah, good luck finding something fun to do in Albany. Mm. And then, you know, people went.
And that was
how
that.
Dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Of course,
you?
People very defensive. I've never been to Albany.
Me neither.
But I've seen her on TV. It looks like a miniature city. I mean, it's got like a little tiny downtown.
In my head, it's
just a miniature little
place.
Right.
In my head, it's probably a nice northern upstate New York city that's, you know.
What's is it Albany?
Isn't it capital?
Is
it's the capital city, isn't it?
Yeah. One of them has a crime problem, but I don't remember if it's Albany. Is there another one up north?
Niagara
other than Buffalo?
Falls does.
Okay. Well, that I mean,
I know
that. Sense.
I watched a documentary on it for some reason. Don't ask me why. And why Niagara Falls has a horrible crime problem, I don't know. But.
What's the difference between that and Buffalo? It's all part of the same area?
I've only been when I was a kid once.
Yeah, I don't know. When I think of Buffalo, I think of Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I don't
you
remember.
You guys don't?
No.
I guess I think, like, if you're going to Buffalo, what do? Go see Niagara.
I don't remember
Falls.
What side I was on. I must have been on the Canada side.
Okay.
That's where my stepdad grew up. And his mom still lived there. So we'd go to Buffalo. And
how far is Niagara Falls from Buffalo?
I want to say it's, like, less than an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just watching that old Buffalo Bills documentary with Jim Kelly.
It's
and they,
not far.
I think they showed them standing at the. Okay. Maybe that's why.
Every time we go up there, we go to Niagara. It wasn't far.
Well, it all sounds
Reed
nice.
Reed on Twitch says, when I think of Buffalo, I think of whining bitches.
Yeah, that too.
I think of interceptions.
Yeah.
Bad throws.
Well, now, I mean, look, the guy's better than average, that's for sure. He's no Carson Wentz, who, by the way, is now a Chief, which
that's
you guys
crazy.
Just didn't
well,
tell
I
me
told
yesterday.
You guys, I grew up watching like a ton of Buffalo Bills games. They've always been like my second team, but it never mattered because neither team was ever good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right. Yeah.
That happens.
So who was yours when you were a kid?
But it does happen. Like, you know, when I moved here, I was like, I love the Royals. It's fine.
Right.
They're never going to compete with the Tigers. Then there was a few years where they were both pretty good at the same time.
Right.
Like, God damn it.
It's hard to be fans of both. Right. I'm a Chiefs fan first and foremost, but I've always liked Buffalo.
Yeah, if you're going to be a fan of another team, then, you know, NFC probably makes it a little easier, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, at least in my lifetime, you didn't have to worry too much
being
about the
Chiefs
Bills
fan and an Alliance fan is no problem.
Exactly, right? You don't have to worry
about
it.
One game a year, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. One every 4 years. We had one this year. That was it.
That would make
it
easier.
Yep. Yeah. It's rare, and then it's not like you're ever going to see each other in the
The Lions aren't getting in the
playoffs.
Super Bowl, so don't worry about it.
Right.
Right.
It'd have to be Super Bowl.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, we're close this year, but
you guys just need to get over you're
what
close,
Dan,
man.
You know what? I'll come across this table. I'll come across
they
this
are.
Table.
They are. They're close.
What did Dan Campbell say? He's like, well, that might have been
I remember when we were like that. Okay, man.
Yeah, we
you
used
remember?
To be that way. You just
remember?
Need to get over a little hump. Just
trust
a little
me.
Hump.
Just hang in there. It's going to get better.
I know.
Take it from us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Take
we can tell.
Us.
We can tell
so
when a team is
so
close.
Mad.
We've been there.
Listen,
so we
we've been there.
We've been there. Just you know,
you guys have never been to a Super Bowl, so you think it feels impossible. And we're telling you, we know what that feels like.
You just got to.
You
hustle,
think it's impossible,
you know?
And you just imagine, well, it's not meant to be. It's never going to happen.
You just got
to
go.
God, I hope they move to Nashville.
But you'd be surprised.
I'm voting.
Just right.
Like, I don't even know what it is. Just move to Nashville.
I don't know. Care yes or no. Whatever the vote gets it straight to. I want both teams.
Both
in
teams to Nashville.
Now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers
for
Nashville. If Nashville gets the Royals, you call them the Bushwhackers.
Yep. It's a boozy treat. Doesn't get better than an ice cold Bushwhacker.
I've never heard of a Bushwhacker, but it's something that people down there know.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of like
a chocolate milkshake with rum or whiskey in it.
I kind of like the Bachelorettes. That's what Brooke was saying, just calling the Bachelorettes because she thinks of Nashville as a
like
bachelorette
that.
Party place.
Well, the Nashville it Bushwhackers is. Ain't bad.
Bushwhackers, fine. I just didn't know that was a thing. The boots, they could have a cowboy boot logo. It'd be the Nashville crime
Seattle
problems.
Seattle stole the sound.
Yeah. And by the way, Seattle also, when they did Kraken, it's going to be a long time until you see a new name for a pro sports team that is that cool. That
well,
I've
already thought of one, the Kansas City Sauce.
Right, but that hasn't happened.
Sauce
so
would be good.
Sauce is so
if
good.
That happens, then sure. But until then, I'm just saying the Kraken was the last really cool new name.
Those jerseys are
really
cool, man.
The jerseys
they're
are cool.
Awesome.
The name was cool. You're like, their announcement was cool.
They nailed it.
I was like, that's a good name. And I don't know if when a
I
team
I do
moves,
like the Nashville Hot Chickens. Just do it.
Just call them spiced chickens, hot chickens.
Hot chickens.
Hot chickens is good.
Hot chickens.
The hot chickens. And their logo
the
can just
logo
be a little
would be
chicken.
Cool, right?
Yeah, it can look like that gas station chicken.
Chicken with flames on it?
Yeah.
I like the Nashville hot chickens.
The fire chickens, the spiced.
Well, they're known for hot,
the hot
chicken.
Hot chickens.
They're called Nashville hot chicken.
Right. You just call them hot chicken.
Hot chicken.
You have to. Because spicy chicken wouldn't make any sense.
Hot chicken would work.
You got to go Nashville hot chickens.
Hot chickens, baby.
I like
hot
that.
Chickens.
Yeah.
And this is for, we're still are we talking baseball?
Both
I guess
them.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
both
just
of them.
Go
we're
ahead.
Both moving to Nashville.
You want them both down there in Nashville. That's your goal. Obviously, there is a vote going on today.
I voted today for Nashville.
Yeah.
Send them to Nashville.
Yeah. Well, when I thought originally that you wanted them in Kansas, but then you got so angry, you let your anger towards us, and
right.
you let things get personal.
My
that's the problem. Exactly.
What I wanted.
You had this hope and dream of moving everything over to the Kansas side, and then you just said, "Forget it."
Send them all to Nashville.
F it.
I can't live with you people.
I want it all gone. I want all of it gone.
I want to watch it burn.
All because we said that the Lions are
Stop
close.
It.
Golly, I mean, who would have thought that that's the thing?
But then I thought it through, and I do like the Nashville Hot Chicken name. Like, it's a good name. I can picture the logo already.
I'm picturing that logo from the gas station chicken, whatever that thing's called. You know what I'm talking about, Snow Cone?
Yeah.
The gas stations that sell that chicken, it's got the little smiling chicken. Just put a little flame on his head, and boom, you're done. Good to go. And if the Chiefs would change their name to the Sauce, then we'd have something.
Kansas City Sauce.
Coronado Crack Man.
What? He wants a team?
He says, we call them the Hot Chickens, but their nickname is the Firecocks.
Oh, yeah.
Nashville Firecocks.
I can see the dad hats already.
That's really good.
Yeah, not bad. What's your prediction for how this thing's...
You're about to get firecocked.
Snow cone?
That's fine. A cock is a chicken.
He's talking about the chicken.
Yeah.
I know, but the hot chicken.
Let's not talk about it too much.
Okay, we won't dwell on it. Robot parts. We all want them, right? Doesn't everybody wish that they had robot parts?
Yes.
Yeah, don't you wish you could replace some of your, you know, lesser body parts with robot parts?
Well, we all want the Neuralink in us. We all want the chip in our
right,
hand.
Right.
We're like, come experiment on us, Elon.
Yeah. Come on down. Bring that bone saw. Let's get cracking, buddy.
Give me a pacemaker now. I don't understand why we're not doing that. Like, just the basics.
I know. I'm with you on that.
Your heart could stop at any time. You're at that age. Your dad
just
had three or four heart attacks. I'm like, yo.
Preventative.
Put it in.
Right.
I don't care.
When you go for your checkup, they're like, oh, it's time for you to get a pacemaker, defibrillator, whatever it is.
Why not the stents, too?
Yeah. We're going to give you some stents while you're here. Yeah. All those things that we know. Like, why would I wait for something to happen?
Right.
You know, it's not like the kind of thing where, like, you feel a slight pain and it's like, it might be time.
Big Pharma.
That's right. Big Pharma.
They don't want to pay for it.
Yeah. Big Pharma doesn't want to pay for it.
Insurance companies
don't
want
to
pay for
it.
You cost a lot less if you're dead.
Well, true. And they know that that one will kill you.
Exactly.
Because they'll do other preventative things.
Sure. But not
that's because this, they know. They're like, just wait to see if it takes them out.
Right.
Just wait to see if it takes them out. And, you know, then we'll
can I pay out of cash, out of pocket for, can I ask my doctor? I'm sure we have doctors listening. Can I just say, hey, give me one of those pacemaker slash defibrillator things?
We asked about this with the stents. We said, why can't we just get stents?
I watched a thing last night. It doesn't matter what the story was about. It was about a guy. He died. He was 36, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. They said he wasn't wearing his vest.
Oh, which
he had a bad heart.
Yeah.
It starts your heart. You can wear a vest.
I've seen those, yeah.
Well, why can't it? How much is that?
I think you still have to have surgery, right? Or is it just an electrical pulse that goes through?
I'll have surgery first.
No,
I thought
it's
that
just a pulse. It's like a pacemaker.
Is that what it is? And it just shocks.
Oh, right.
Okay, I have seen
those.
I just
bet he probably has had surgery first.
Oh, no, but Liza was saying, why can't he just
get
the vest? Probably could. Probably get the vest.
Yeah. I just wear it under my shirt.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just wear the vest.
I can't imagine that they would tell you no. I mean, hell, yes, I could actually, because up until recently, you had to get a prescription for hearing aids. You couldn't even buy your own hearing aids without going to a doctor. It's like, I know I'm deaf, okay?
Yeah. Give me all the robot parts.
Right. Just let me have it.
Well, I guess we've decided, yes, we want robot parts.
We want robot parts.
Yes.
And the internet
said, I want that vest.
I want to be Inspector Gadget.
And that guy died because he wasn't wearing it.
Right.
He had one, and they were like, put on your vest. He's like, I'm going to take a nap.
I mean, how many people died because they didn't have a pacemaker or
you know, I mean, he had
no,
the vest.
I know. I'm saying, like, just
that
in
would
general.
Be like having a pacemaker, taking it out to take a nap. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
wear your vest, man.
Did you see people on Twitch yesterday talking about those airbag vests?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke. Had you heard of them before?
No, I have not.
Well, I looked it up and it was real. They sell airbag vests. They look just like a sort of bulky vest, maybe kind of like a life preserver, I guess.
Okay.
But I don't think it's quite as bulky as a life preserver. Maybe a slim life preserver.
The vests are only $2,000.
For the defibrillator thing?
Does it work? I need to know if it works, because that's a good deal.
Well, those things I've seen around for a while, so they must do something, because I feel like doctors sell them. But the fall vest you give to elderly people and your family,
the idea is
that if you fall, these airbags deploy so that it knows you're falling. And I looked on this website. I thought people were messing with me. They are real. They're like $999. And they even have airbag curtains that come out behind your head, and it wraps out behind your neck and goes up over the top of your head.
Are they clunky to
wear? Backwards. It looks like a life vest. I'll show you one.
But you just wear it around your house?
Apparently, you give them to someone that you're afraid might have trip and fall. Like the old Life Alert commercials.
Right.
Except the old Life Alert commercials, they just called for help. Now, hopefully they wouldn't even need the help because the airbags went off. I don't know how well they work. That was another thing that was being discussed on Twitch. I guess there are some review videos where people have bought them on YouTube and tried them out. Because I'm not quite sure. You got to fall, and that thing's got to know that you're falling and deploy the second that you hit the floor. Otherwise, it's not doing much good. But anyway, robot parts. We want them. You know, yeah. We're ready for them. And if they need to experiment on someone, start with us. The internet had a little debate about taking your non-dominant hand,
yeah,
replacing it with a robot hand.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to give you some options. Now, this is not the what kind of liquor do you want popping out of each finger like we had a few years ago, sure, with Julia. This is what gadgets are we needing, which is interesting because, you know, we sort of talked about having the superpower slash robot button on, yeah, your arm that could do one thing. Remember that discussion? If you just had a button that could do, yeah, one thing, and, you know, morbidly, I think most of us picked that button would just end your life in an emergency.
Yeah,
right?
I did not
sort
pick
of a,
that.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
No.
Maybe yours was flying through walls, something. Like
I don't know. Like, I'd like to kick it around again, but I promise it's not that.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. There. See, we're not all totally morbid here.
Well, but I just think there's forget it.
Well, we can discuss.
There's ways that I can off myself.
Yeah.
But there's not ways I can make myself fly, so, right, why waste the button?
That's the debate, for sure. For
that's
sure.
Not a debate.
Well, this is not about
this
suicide.
This is a 1 million or 100 billion debate. It makes me angry.
I didn't see anyone talking about suicide.
Move it all to Nashville.
We'll discuss.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, here's the scenario.
Okay.
Your non-dominant hand gets replaced by a robot hand.
Okay.
Yep,
they,
I'm in.
They polled people online and asked them, okay, if you're getting the surgery and you're getting the robot hand, what gadget would you like to have the most? And they had people vote on the gadget. Now, I will just go ahead and tell you that the number one vote really surprised me because kind of like what you were saying last week.
We're happy made out of that stuff that the Winter Soldier has it made out of.
What about
Captain
Wolverine's
America's
claws,
buddy? Right.
But adamantium, or what's that stuff called? Yeah, something strong.
That metal from Wakanda or whatever it is.
Adamantium is that's Wolverine.
Well, Wolverine,
right?
yeah, that's the only one I can think of. But a super metal Bucky. Is what Liza was talking about. Something strong. So you want it to be, you want strength, it sounds like.
Strength, yeah, and maybe shoot fireballs.
Well, that'd shoot fireballs would be good. That wasn't an option on here, but I feel like it should have been. Although retractable claws was an option, like Wolverine. What you know, I guess I understand the retractable claws, but keep in mind this is on your non-dominant hand.
Yeah, well, it's starting to come pretty dominant if it's that claw.
That's the thing, right? You might just start using it a lot more often. Yeah. Certainly, I think you'd be less nervous in a fight, but still, it's claws. I mean, you're going to. I think you could still. I could still
but
get
just
my
has
ass
gadgets. Like, you can't teach it to do anything.
Right. Like, the number one thing that people said, which surprised me, was a flashlight in the palm. And I'm thinking, you have a smartphone. You kind of always have a flashlight
I guess
in your palm,
right? If you can
right?
put anything on it, you might as well.
Yeah,
just
but if
put
you,
a phone
if,
in there, too, while we're talking
well,
about it.
Well, if we're going to add multiple
right,
things,
yeah.
then yes. That's why a phone has a flashlight, right? If they said, well, it's either a camera or a light, then
yeah, make it do everything my phone can do to start.
Right. But
then
if you
make
just
it strong like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, so to me, if you can only get...
And then
you,
make it the ability to turn into a woman's hand.
Well, what if it's always a woman's hand, huh?
No.
I don't see why you need the ability to turn into a woman's hand.
I want it to be Bucky's hand.
Well, okay, fine. But I'm just saying, you could have those claws, and then it could always be a woman's hand when you're
a
not
fleshlight.
Leaving the claws out. Flashlight? I didn't see that as one of the
flashlight or fleshlight?
I thought you said fleshlight.
Flesh.
Yeah, flesh.
Yeah, I want both.
Yeah.
Flash and flesh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't see that as one of the things being voted on, but sure. You know,
yeah,
this is your dream
just
scenario.
Push a button.
But if you can only have one, I would just assume that it's going to be something involving strength, which would be the super strong grip, which was like the fifth
Well, what did
thing
they pick?
On the list. The flashlight
well,
in the palm
flashlight,
was number
you
one.
Can't get it. People
That's
are
so
dumb.
Exactly. You have a flashlight on your phone.
You
have flashlights everywhere.
You can just buy a flashlight. You have
exactly.
this thing that they can put gadgets on it.
Yes. A robot
something
arm.
That you can't get normally.
Absolutely.
And shooting Four Loko out of it ain't a bad idea.
No, that's better than a lot of the things right. I saw in here, too. So super strong grip.
A kegerator?
Huh?
Just shoots beer out of it?
Yeah, I mean, that'd
be a bad idea.
That was kind of my go-to, is I know it's not the same as the drink dispenser in our fingers, but if you just had a drink dispenser for your left hand, that could dispense anything. That's solid.
Well, you would like it to be able to just knock dudes out and block bullets and stuff. That would be cool. I don't know how many often you use it.
If we're adding
I'd hit
things,
you with it at least once.
That's the thing. The drink one I feel like I'm using every day.
Yeah, but it's nice to have that. I mean, it feels like you could make it the Winter Soldier's hand. And have it do drinks. These things I don't think would cross each other out.
Yeah, but we can only choose one.
Is that true?
Well, that's how they do this. I like the idea of
you'd
adding
you can
a lot
only
of
choose
stuff.
One? Is that what they
that's
say
what,
that?
Yeah, they had people voting because they're saying which gadget, which is why I thought it was weird that you've got these people voting for
flashlights. Is stupid.
It's really stupid.
So stupid.
It's really, really stupid. Because I would think that, you know, We've already been over it. You've got flashlights. There's nothing cool about having a flashlight.
It's not going to benefit
me in any way. Oh, look, I've got a flashlight in my hand. Like, oh, great party trick, dude. I don't even think the people at the party are going to listen to you.
It has to be. So it's not shooting fireballs or anything. It's got to be something that we already have.
Retractable Wolverine claws was one of the options. So.
Well, we do have flamethrowers.
Right.
A flamethrower.
Exactly. It could be. Yes.
I'm going to go with flamethrower. We do have them. So my hand, it's a strong hand. And
it's got a fuel
and it shoots
source.
Flames
and it
out of it.
Yeah. Shoots flames. That's pretty good.
So it does kind of shoot fireballs.
Like Super Mario.
Just fire.
It could shoot fireballs, right?
I don't know how that works.
I'm leaning towards drink dispenser. I really like drink dispenser.
Drink dispenser over fireballs, though?
Yeah.
Well, where else are you getting
fireballs?
Because
I think I'm going to use the drink dispenser every day. I'm not sure I'm using the fireballs.
Well, you can go get a drink.
I know.
You can't go get a fireball.
A fireball shooter, not the alcohol.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I could be sitting there on the couch and just pour myself a drink.
Yeah, you could also be sitting on the couch and cook your steak a little more.
I'm not going to use the fire thing every day.
You could be sitting on your couch and when your dad walks in, bam!
Right.
Hit him with a fireball.
Yeah,
anybody you don't like, bam. Or this way you got to make them what? A seltzer water? I don't get it.
Yes, people are sitting around. I'm really thirsty for this. Boom, I got you. Don't even got to get up.
How far away is your refrigerator?
But I'm going to use it every day.
Must be miles.
Not miles, but what if you're walking around or you're at work and you
want
this
drink? I get it. You
want
it to be something practical. I mean, a can opener would be practical, too. It would be.
I have to open a lot of cat food cans. You can put anything on this thing. Why put anything that's usually within arm's reach?
That's my thing. If it's something that I've already got access to, that's, you know,
a lot of access.
Pretty easy access.
Right.
Then just this is a one-time
a laser beam of it's some sort would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, so many things would be cooler than a drink dispenser. But
right,
I'm not
but these
saying
these things would be cool. Look, but you're going to use them like once or twice.
If I had a hand that shot fireballs, I promise you, I'm going to use it more than
you'd
once.
See it every day.
I promise you,
what?
Every day shooting fireballs.
Yeah, that's going to get old.
People would be so tired of hanging out with Laszlo, the guy who shoots fireballs
every single day. Yeah, we get it. You can shoot fireballs.
He's going to be meeting new people.
The same way, like you'd be like, "You want some water?" I'm like, "No, I have some."
Yeah,
right. What if you did?
I'm just going to refrigerator. I'd rather not have it out of your hand. Like
I'm going to use it every single day.
We're going to be so tired of the fireballs. Now you wait.
People
get tired of seeing me.
Shoot water.
Cranberry juice.
I'm not saying it's impressive. I'm saying it's practical.
Yes, I get it. Look, if they say you can have a robot hand that works as a hand and has a drink dispenser or doesn't, but that's your only option, then give me the drink dispenser.
Right, but, no.
But if they're saying, hey, you can have one of these things, Wolverine claws.
I'd be more apt if we wanted to do practical, to have it be provide air conditioning.
That'd be good. Like
I mean,
a little
the list
mobile
of things
yes.
I could pick That's before cool. cranberry yeah. juice.
Just,
but I'm still going fireball.
Hold
but yeah, it'll cool the whole room.
Yeah, that'd be practical. That would make sense.
Good. Help me a lot in my current predicament.
Yeah, right.
So they put this to another vote on the internet where people actually they did an actual proper vote instead of just upvotes. Because I'm sure someone thought the same thing or many people thought the same thing. Why is flashlight the top thing when we all
That's
have
so
access
stupid.
To flashlights? So once we got the percentage down and everyone was done
practical.
Voting. It's practical. And it's like,
yeah,
okay.
Safety.
Yeah, sure.
Safety concerns.
But once they put it to an actual vote, a proper vote, as Laszlo would say, Super Strong Grip did win.
Yeah.
Thank God, because that just makes more sense.
I would have taken Super Strong Grip
or Wolverine Claws over the flashlight thing. Super Strong Grip was number one. And then almost tied, really, at second and third, or tied for second, was technically number two is an integrated smartphone with a touchscreen top.
Okay.
Okay. I have the phone.
I have one. I'm not
going
to go with
that. What about an Apple Watch? Like, I don't even have one of those,
right.
But I know they sell them.
Yeah.
Like, if I was that, you know,
excited about the idea
of being able to push a screen on my wrist
that's
and
worthless.
Have access to a smartphone, I'd have one of those watches.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was technically number two, but right behind it by only a couple of votes was the retractable Wolverine claws. And I'm just like, the people that are picking the touchscreen over the Wolverine claws, this is why you don't have friends.
But nobody
this
even
is
suggests
why you're a virgin. Fireball wasn't one of the things on the final list here. They did
It's lame.
They did Super Strong Grip.
Yeah.
Then they did integrated touch screen for your phone. Then retractable claws. And then number four was a flashlight in the palm. And then number five was a powered screwdriver at the fingertips, or like a drill. I mean, at least take the screwdriver or the drill over the flashlight.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I used a drill.
Well, at least have it over the flashlight. I've got a flashlight on me all the time. I don't know. It's been with at least a week, I would say. But The thing is, I've got a flashlight.
Used
I use my flashlight all the time, but it's on my phone. So I get it. Yes, it's practical, but it's I have it on me.
Of course.
Maybe these people aren't carrying their phones around.
They're idiots.
I don't know. But also, put some better options on here for things that you could add to your robot hand, like shooting fireballs, lasers, the drink dispenser. You know, I mean, and Snow Cone, you could make the argument that if you did the drink dispenser, that it does go back to like the old Julia debate about you get five drinks on there. You know, it's not just one thing. So now you get to pick which drinks you're going to carry around.
Yeah, you got to
Yeah. You know, whatever. However it works. I mean, I guess I'm not imagining that I'm carrying around a CO2 tank.
Exactly.
It's magical somehow.
Well, yeah, somehow. Assuming it's magical.
Yeah, it's
right.
creating this stuff. But super strong grip,
super
that's
strong
what you
grip
want.
Is a great one.
I mean, that's a great one because if you're ever hanging off the edge of a building or you got to hold your kid over the edge of a building, you know, because
yeah,
they lose their footing, you know, that grip, I don't know when else it comes in handy. Opening up jars is the obvious one. When someone says, can you open this, you'll be able to open jars. But the thing is, my other hand won't be super strong. So I feel like when I go to use that robotic hand, a lot of times just going to twerk the pickle jar right out of my real hand, you know? If you had two strong hands,
yeah,
then...
I mean, it might
but
cause
the one
an issue.
Strong hand, you know... Now, Lazlo says the masturbatorial stuff, the fleshlight, the hand of a woman.
Right.
Whatever.
Those
I
are
mean,
all good ideas.
Yeah, they're great. But I mean...
I use my... A lot more than I use a drill.
I get it, but what does it mean to be the hand of a woman? Like the longer fingernails, a little bit smaller fingers?
Yeah, it looks like a woman's hand.
Right, it looks like a
and
woman's hand.
And it has the ability to shape into that. Because,
I mean, right now you could close your eyes. Right?
I know. So that doesn't, I would say more a fleshlight.
The fleshlight.
But
okay.
I wouldn't want to, but I'd have to change, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to walk around
with
that
glued to your hand. Flashlight.
Right, when people are like, what is that? Right. Like, I just decided to have a fleshlight surgically implanted
right,
here.
You know
I lost my hand in an accident.
I'm going flamethrower.
Yeah, I think flamethrower is probably the least useful and yet easily my top pick out of all these things because it will help me make new friends, get on TV talk shows, and it will be fun. It will never stop being fun.
Plus, you say it may not be useful, but you are always protected.
It's useful in a fight.
Always protected.
Absolutely.
So it is
someone breaks in your house.
And you don't need a gun. You don't need all these other things. You don't need
you don't need the claws. You don't need the Wolverine claws.
You don't need
claws.
Anything. You're like, hey, somebody just broke in your house.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, someone's in my seat at the stadium. You know, get out of my seat, ass hat. Yeah,
right.
You know, just boom, you've got the flames. You don't have to hit them with the flame. Threaten them. They're going to move. They're
going
to move when they see that
you're shooting fireballs.
Yeah, and that's that. Now, you could also... Now, you know what? Forget it. I was going to say that it could be some sort of armor, that superpower stuff, but no, I'll go with the fireball.
Yeah, of course.
Flamethrower, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Figure it out. Whatever it can do.
If they say lasers are a little more practical, sure.
Right, whatever.
I would probably choose the lasers over the fireball, if I'm being honest.
A laser is cool, and it, like, you know, melts a tree.
Yeah.
The fireball is pretty intimidating.
The fireball is more intimidating. The heat that you feel just being close to it.
Yeah.
You know, people know, and if you give off those warning shots, like, whoa, you know, it's like, you've been close to flames before. Exactly.
And the fire is a problem, but a destructive laser, if you had it on you, and you started drinking too much, you could use it when you shouldn't.
Yeah. Which, that's good, right? Or are you saying that's not good?
It could be bad. You could kill people you don't want to kill.
But if you go to prison, you just cut right out of prison.
You would never go to prison.
Right, because you just get right out of prison.
Like the cops
can't arrest
you. Like, you can't do anything.
They're not going to arrest you.
They could arrest you with the fire.
They could try. Yes, but with the lasers, they can't get close.
Nobody can.
They bring in choppers and everything.
Whatever,
it's like, just forget it.
Yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto.
Yep. And even if they sneak up on me in the middle of the night, once I'm in the prison cell,
I cut the bars down, I kill everybody.
That's it. So
I'm going to be hard to stop with a laser.
Yep.
And they're going to have to snipe me.
Yeah, I guess that's how they could do it.
Yeah, they're going to have to do that.
Someone could catch you when you're not looking and just kill you. But as far as containment, forget about it.
The Church of
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo!
Yo!
Did you vote today?
I already voted, yes.
You did? Okay, good.
I already voted. I heard a record high turnout. They were talking about the number of people who voted early was unheard of. Huh. And the number of people that they saw showing up. But every poll I've read, it's like, you know, 46,
something about
48
people getting turned
reversed.
Away if they were wearing Royals jerseys.
That's what you're saying.
Chiefs?
I didn't hear that. That seems really odd. Yeah, that sounds like a scandal to me. If people show up and they're trying to
you
vote.
Can't be turned away for something you're wearing.
No,
right?
I mean, now poll workers aren't allowed to have, you know, they're not allowed to
wear Trump shirts.
And if you, t-shirts.
I don't think you're allowed to wear up with like a Trump.
Your
hat to vote.
I think
like
you are.
As long as you're.
I think you have to have that kind of stuff. What is it, like 100 yards away or
if
something?
If you're handing out literature or putting up signs for the campaign.
I don't think you're allowed to promote one or the other, but I don't think the Royals or the Chiefs. I know, didn't someone. I've heard people say they had to cover up their shirt when they went in to vote.
That could be. I mean, I guess otherwise, how would you know that the person's working for the campaign?
Because it is kind of an advertisement, has to stay away from the voting place. I get that.
I know that the poll workers, they say, or anyone working for campaigns.
Royals jersey, it's too much.
That seems like too much, and it seems like it would be a scandal. I didn't hear that yet, but I mean, I don't think you made it up. So
I just heard it. I don't live in Jackson County.
Someone told you.
It was a tweet that said, if you're being turned away.
Yeah.
It's illegal to turn you away for, you know, wearing a Chiefs or Royals hat or shirt.
Seems really ridiculous, but
I hope that's not happening.
Yeah, me too.
That would be
also. You might not even be thinking about it. You might be there to vote no or yes, and you got a Royals thing on or a Chief. You know what I mean? You just people have a lot of Chiefs and Royals gear, so that, you get there and you're like, wait a second, what? I wasn't even thinking about this. Maybe they make you go turn it inside out like elementary school. I don't know, but I had not heard that, and that seems like a stretch. That's not a political party, and it's not an endorsement one way or the other.
No.
That's the other thing. You can't say if you see someone in a Royals jersey that it for sure means this or that. Right. So if you live in...
If you see someone in a Nashville jersey, you know.
Then you know. Yeah, if it says hot chicken, you know. So if you live in the Kansas City metro like we do, that's probably the biggest story of the day. But there is other stuff going on. Of course, I mean, another story that has a lot to do with us locally here is the Rashee Rice, which I feel like there's not a ton of new information on, but there is an update. We do have a couple of things. We've got at least a statement from his lawyer. We've got a statement from someone from the organization, right? Uh-huh. And that might be about it, unless something happens between now and
that's
the time that
I've
we
seen.
Go to do headlines here in a little bit. But also, what do you think the fastest growing sport in America is right now?
Pickleball.
Wrong.
Well, then I don't know.
Okay.
Yep.
Then we don't know. Swim.
You don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
I don't believe this story anyway. So,
we'll find out.
I'll tell you what they say it is coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Well, we're doing the news, guys. As we mentioned earlier, the big news locally is this stadium tax vote, whether or not to extend this sales tax so that the Royals can get a new downtown stadium, and the Chiefs can use all that extra space to... I don't know exactly what the Chiefs said they want to do with all that space.
It looks cool.
For the Chiefs stuff?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, they did a rendition. The Chiefs put one out.
Okay, I missed that. I know that they wanted the space, and I've read some of the things they've talked about wanting to put out there. Like it sounds a lot like... I guess like what they did with the Royals when they updated the stadium and put the Ferris wheel and that stuff out there and the batting cages just to a much bigger extent. Yes. And of course they'd have a lot more space to do that stuff. Are the Chiefs talking about wanting to update their practice facilities over there too, where they keep that stuff where it is?
Yeah, there's all kinds.
Seems like so much space over there. I could see them saying we're going to move the since people are complaining, isn't that what they complained about in that vote or whatever the polling that the players do? That was the problems that the practice facilities they thought were outdated. So anyway, the vote is today and all the polling that I've seen has it neck and neck, which is what I've been hearing for the last 2 weeks. It's right down the middle. I've seen some that say, oh, 48% this way, 46% that way. And then I've seen other polls that are the exact opposite. So one thing they did say on the local news, I heard this on KSHB this morning, that there's a lot of people showing up. A lot of people voted early, and a lot of people appear to be showing up, and they expect it to be a huge turnout.
Here in Jackson County, election officials are also expecting a voter turnout that's bigger than most other April elections. Obviously, this is going to be because of deciding on the fate of Chiefs and Royals stadiums with that stadium sales tax vote. Election officials I spoke to said that turnout could be as high as the upper 30s or maybe even 40%. Jackson County had over 5,000 advance voters heading into today, election day. Election Director Tammy Brown did tell me that that's simply unheard of, really, for an April election.
I don't remember it ever happening. I remember the vote for this current sales tax. You and I were working together at the old building, and they were talking about wanting the rolling roof and updating the stadiums. And
here's the stuff that the Chiefs want.
Okay,
if it gets passed, new turf covered activation zone with tailgate areas and covered entertainment space built over the current site of Kauffman Stadium. For game day activations and year-round community opportunities, upper concourse connection bridge, upper concourse canopy, VIP stadium entry points, new sideline clubs, new video boards, upgraded Wi-Fi, all that stuff, new in-zone clubs and seats, new concession stands, retail spaces and restrooms, new field access tunnel, suite and club lounge, concession stands, grab-and-go markets, pedestrian bridges, dedicated rideshare zone, new parking deck, expanded that parking.
Rideshare zone would be good to have.
Reoriented parking lots and a lot for RVs. So there
okay.
you go.
Well, there you go.
And the picture of it looks pretty cool.
With all that extra space, I would think that maybe, now if they're going to build a bunch of stuff, that maybe it wouldn't make a huge difference. But if they could find a way to help traffic get out of that place a little quicker than it does sometimes, because that is, and I'm sure it's the same problem that every stadium faces. There's only so many highways and roads that you can be headed to. So maybe it has nothing to do with the size of the parking lot or how it's designed. But if they could fix it at all, improve it at all, that would be great. The VIP entrance thing, I mean, I feel like they sort of already have that because, oh, you haven't been to a game with me at Arrowhead. That's right. You went through, you got those tickets through work. But, you know, we have those little entrances over on the side. And that is the single best thing about the tickets that we get is that we don't have to go in that line for the main entrance that we get to go over on the side. And they just, I mean, there is a little security thing, but you just walk right through there and you're done. And you see those lines at the main entrances, which I've done before. I've done those too. But when they got these other entrances open, I guess maybe it's just the one. It made a huge difference. So that would be good if you had front row tickets or something like that. I don't know, because if you're not in club level, then I don't know if there's a way for you to get in shy of being escorted by someone who comes out and says, hey, this person's coming with me and I'm escorting them into the stadium. I guess there isn't a VIP entrance, which is kind of crazy to think, because, if you bought really expensive tickets right down on the 50-yard line front row, you would expect that maybe there is some sort of
here,
perk.
If you come here.
But that would make sense that they say, hey, we want VIP entrances to make it easier for people to get in there. Because
this is their rendering.
Yeah, it looks massive. Okay. Oh, okay. I guess I saw some of this. I must have seen some of this. Yeah. Yeah, looks good.
I'm sure it would be
nice. Do you remember the vote for this tax that we're still paying on now? Whatever year that was. They wanted upgrades to the stadiums, and then there was the thing about the rolling roof, but they were separate votes. And it was a big debate. I think everyone thought that it was one vote. You kind of had this mindset of, like, we're either voting for the upgrades and the rolling roof or we're not. But people started to realize as the vote got closer, you could vote for the upgrades for the tax and vote no for the rolling roof, which is what ended up happening.
Yeah.
And it was talked about a lot, but I don't remember being talked about like this. I don't remember them saying that the turnout. And it's been years, so I don't know.
I just
don't remember it having this kind of lead up to it. They've been talking about.
I remember I wanted the roof.
Yeah, the roof sounded cool. Yeah, the roof sounded cool. It looked cool. I was like, I'd be impressed to see that thing built.
Right.
I mean, I saw the renditions of it.
Cool.
Like, I want to see how that thing works. But
so
it's
apparently
all
people
about here
are voting now.
Over 2 months, at least the last month.
I've tried to follow it pretty closely.
The local news has been talking about it. Nonstop. And just the local discussions, the local radio shows and TV shows, PBS, when they do the weekend review or whatever, it seems to be the number one topic. And the weird thing is they don't seem to have a good idea of which way it's going to go.
What do you think?
I don't know, because every poll, it's back and forth, back and forth.
I feel like it's going to pass.
Online people are super against it. So I've heard people say, oh, everyone's against it. Yeah, but that's in your circle.
And if you see like some of the people who are super against it, what I like to do is then go to their responses, and it's like 100 to 1 of people saying, shut up.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good representation of the general population to say, like, oh, well, Reddit is against it.
Yeah.
Okay, but those are people that are worked up enough to go, and it's Reddit. I just don't think that any of that stuff is a good representation. When they do the actual polls, the polls are saying it's statistically split. So I guess we'll see. I'm very curious about this getting turned away for wearing jerseys, though, and whether or not become some sort of a scandal. But I guess we wait and see. Speaking, since we're...
Also, the big... point, and I was going to ask you about this, what you thought about it, because you're a Jackson County guy, but the big point I see from people that I like is we will not be bullied. Mm-hmm. And so by saying if we don't vote yes, you might leave, that's bullying me. Mm-hmm. That's giving me an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? Is that bullying?
Well, I've seen that specifically about the Chiefs stuff.
As far as the Royals.
Yeah, as far as the Royals stuff goes, I don't, you know, to me it's like, hey guys, they might leave. You know what I mean? The Chiefs stuff, I feel like, is less likely, and so I hear some of those arguments that maybe they're saying, hey, everything's on the table, and that maybe it does make less sense for them to leave Kansas City than it does for the Royals. But so the whole, and I talked to Parkins about it a little bit, like in the past, other cities that have tried to, quote-unquote, stand up, like these articles are saying, you know, stand up to these rich people. And, you know, the article that I've seen people sharing probably the most is the one that really just focuses on the Chiefs, and it's saying Kansas City has this great opportunity. And this is a national article. Kansas City has maybe the best opportunity ever to stand up to this bullying or whatever they call it, these rich owners and these empty threats. And I'm thinking, yeah, but you're only talking about the Chiefs. This vote is about the Royals. It started with the Royals wanting to move a stadium downtown. I understand it's about both things.
That's about both things.
But you're just not even mentioning the Royals. Right. So it helped me feel, you know, if you're so certain that the Chiefs aren't going to skip town, what about the Royals? You don't mention them. So am I supposed to take that as, now the Royals, they might.
Right.
Like, how am I supposed to take that? Because if you're trying to reassure people that are like, I don't want to extend this tax, or I don't want the stadium in that spot, or whatever it is, then why aren't you talking more about the Royals? Because in my mind, that's where this started. It started with the Royals want to build a ballpark downtown. The debate was whether or not where they want to build it is a good spot to build it. And then, of course, once the Chiefs got involved, it became, oh, Kansas City could lose the Chiefs based on this vote today. It's like, what about the Royals, where we started?
Well, it could be both.
Now, I understand that people love the Chiefs and football is bigger and all that stuff, and it makes better national news, but, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out.
Do you think it's bullying, though?
I don't know if it, bullying is...
See, because people keep saying that, and I don't read it like that. I just hear them say, hey, well, what happens if we vote no? Well, then we might move.
I guess we'll never know, because we'll never know whether or not behind closed doors are like, actually move, or we're not moving. So if we knew for a fact that we're not moving.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I do
know. I guess it's
bullying. They're not playing in the K in 2030.
Well, I was talking about the Chiefs.
Right,
yeah.
But they've said that. We're not doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So they're moving.
Right.
So that's not a bullying tactic. It's not an idle threat. It's like, if you don't want us to move there, then we're going to move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not, they've said it, we're not playing there in 2030 or 2031.
Yeah.
To me, that's not bullying. That's just telling you. Like, to me, is it bullying if I tell my work, like, hey, let me work 4 days off or find somebody new?
Right.
That's not bullying.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I want. You have an option to decide on that. And if you decide that you don't want to give me Fridays off, then I can either acquiesce and come to work on Fridays or go find another job where they give me Fridays off. Like, I don't know. That doesn't seem to be...
I believe you. I'm not arguing with you on this point about the Royals. People saying that the Royals are bullying them. I would just say that the lion's share, if not everything that I've seen where I feel like people are saying they're trying to get bullied or stand up to these threats has been directed towards these talks that the Chiefs had where they said, or that quote where, you know, they said everything would be on the table, you know, when someone said, could you leave the city? And they're like, well, everything would, all options are available, whatever that quote was.
Right.
And that became the big, oh, this is an empty threat. This is bullying, so on and so forth.
I don't necessarily think it's an empty threat.
Might not be. That's the thing. How will we ever know? Unless you know, are in that.
Well, you'll know they vote no.
Well, right. I guess if they move, then you know that it's not an empty threat.
Right.
But I'm saying, unless you're in those boardrooms and you are an owner of the team, a manager of the team, and you know whether or not Clark Hunt plans on moving the team. Well, they're not
saying, but I don't think that, I disagree 100%. They're not saying, if you vote no, we will move.
Right.
They're saying, if you vote no, all options are on the table.
Right.
I think that is as honest as you can be. So if you vote no, okay. Well, if Governor Kelly calls us, we're going to listen. If you vote yes, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's like that. That is absolutely happening, right? Now, I don't know that that means that they're going to move to Nashville,
right,
and be the hot chickens,
right?
But move to Clay County, right. I bet you they'd listen, right?
Right.
So I think when they say everything's on the table, it doesn't mean we're definitely leaving, but it means literally everything's on the table.
Right.
If you vote no, everything's on the table. I don't see that as bullying. I think that's saying, hey, this is a business decision. You vote yes, this is where we go. We stay here, the Royals move there, this is what we build, you've kind of seen it. That's it. If you vote no, we'll listen.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I know one thing. Everyone seems to have an opinion on this one, and I mean that's why we're seeing this voter turnout, I guess. We're probably going to see this record turnout because people, this is not like I don't know, I'm not quite sure. I know those people exist. But this feels like people are passionate one way or the other. And yet neither side claims to be the side saying, we get the team out of here. I know that there are no voters, though, who have said,
yeah, go ahead, and leave.
Go ahead and leave.
Yeah,
go ahead and leave the Nationals. At least we can watch it on TV. Someone said
I think that
earlier.
Was joking.
I know, but I have
but
seen
I have
a lot.
Sort of like, give me an ultimatum, get out of here.
Go to Nashville, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, I've
get
seen that quite
Nobody
a bit.
Cares.
And then
suck.
The people that say, go to Kansas, let Kansas pay for it. That side, too.
I've seen a lot of those no voters saying, go to Kansas.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
I like the idea of going to Kansas.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a weird vote, though.
Yeah.
Not that I get to vote, but as a person, I'm like, wow, no. I mean, I love downtown baseball. I hope it goes to downtown baseball. I'll tell you, that's how I feel. I like it. But I'm also like, man, there's a chance that if it goes out to that Legends area, that's really convenient for me.
Well, but
it's nice and easy. There's a lot of stuff out there.
The people who are like, go ahead and move to Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Let Kansas pay for it. It's still here. We'll just drive 20 minutes that way instead of 20 minutes the other way. There's not a vote right now that says move to Kansas.
No, there isn't.
So, you know, that vote no could be, whether you think it's an empty threat or not.
It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere, right?
And certainly, it could be Kansas or Clay County or who knows where.
Or Nashville, whatever, right.
Wherever,
that's just it. So, all right, we'll take a break, come back, do the rest of the news.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
We're finishing the news, my man.
Hey, I got to tell you, Snowcone went on Twitch and he said that you were a hard vote no, but you didn't want to argue with me.
Who said Snowcone said that?
Did.
He doesn't know how I voted.
That's
I
what he said.
To
he
you
said, I
got to
tell
once.
You that.
I was just joking.
Yeah, right. He said SlimFast is a hard vote no, but he won't mention it to Lazo because he won't argue with me.
My girlfriend is a hard vote no.
You told me that.
I haven't talked to him about voting, I don't think, at all.
I know,
except
I was
that
joking.
One article.
Well, why would you joke about that?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
You trying to start a fight? Is
nope.
that what you're trying to do? You're trying to start a little fight in here?
He is hard vote no.
He's trying to start a fight, I think, is what he's doing.
It wouldn't matter to me. I just thought it was odd that you wouldn't.
It's odd that
we've
you would
talked
say that.
About all kinds of stuff, me and you, politics,
right.
life, that you wouldn't tell
right.
me how you're going to vote.
Right.
I am. And you wouldn't.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to let him get
well,
to you?
Why would he say it on Twitch? It doesn't even make any sense.
It makes no sense. It's because he's Snowcone. And I haven't talked to him about the vote, I don't think, one time. Have we talked about the vote once?
We have.
Oh, stop. When have we talked about the vote?
Plenty of times.
Okay. Now, see, he's trying to do what I do
I'm
to him.
Telling you.
All right. That's fair. I get it. But, you know, I thought that we were even the other day after
well,
I sent you the fake text message.
You and taxes. I know how much you hate these taxes.
It's not a new tax. It's not a new tax. Right, Laszlo?
It's an extension of the tax.
But
I don't pay it anyway.
It's not a new tax.
I live in Kansas. I don't have any say in the matter.
Rashi Rice.
I just thought you would be honest with me.
I am honest. I voted for the extension of the tax.
Yeah, right.
Dude, I wasn't for sure in the very beginning, but I went back and forth and I decided to vote for the extension of the tax. Now, if that makes me a villain to people, then it makes me a villain to people. I understand that your arguments against it. I'm not going to get all heated with you and argue with you on social media about it.
I
tried to inform myself. I tried to watch the debates on the local stations.
Well, there you go.
And I decided, okay, I don't think, I will agree with you that I think the Chiefs' threats to move are probably hollow, probably empty threats. I don't think they're going anywhere. But the I would like for the Royals to stay here.
Right.
I don't think it's like a flippant, funny, like, eh, go to Nashville so we can watch them. I get that as a joke.
Right.
But for the people who are serious about it, like, you know, we don't want to give rich people money. I get it, not wanting to give rich people more money. I just don't. What's your alternative?
Right.
And your alternative is call their bluff. And I get it. And maybe you will call their bluff. And I guess we'll see what happens if you call their bluff. We'll see.
Yeah.
So
there you go. So why would you say that to Twitch? Don't go.
I have no reason.
You need to turn off your own microphone.
Rashee okay. Rice.
Yes. I heard he was talking to his lawyer.
The lawyer put out a statement, and the one of the people who works for the Chiefs organization was on a local talk show yesterday.
Oh, man, the slide. He's going into beer. I love the Brewers.
The slide looks cool. Well, we need slides. See, this is the kind of stuff we should be voting on. Put that on the ballot, and then you get people to vote. We need
I bet you'll build a slide in Salt Lake City.
Slides at the stadiums. And we need the hot tubs.
Slide right into Salt Lake.
The hot tubs out in the...
Yes, everything's salt-laked.
Yeah. Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously has been in the news because there was an accident in Dallas over the weekend involving one of his vehicles. There is video of the accident from a dash cam. There is also video from cell phone from the gentleman walking away, several gentlemen walking away from the accident. One of them appears to be Rashee Rice, but I don't know for sure. I don't know him that well.
I don't either. And I feel like people say it's him. I guess it's him.
I wouldn't know him, though, if I spotted him.
If I walked down the street and somebody was like, that's Rashee Rice, I'd be like, okay.
I didn't really start seeing pictures of him until the last few days because of the story.
I saw the pictures of the faces are clear.
Yeah.
I just don't know him well enough to know.
Right.
Maybe someone who does know him was like, obvious.
Same. So, but his lawyer put out a statement, and then someone from the team was on a talk show yesterday and made a statement about it. I think, though, that's all we have so far for an update.
For the first time since this terrifying crash, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is responding amid reports that his car may have been involved. His attorney writing in a statement that Rice is cooperating fully with authorities and will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly, adding his thoughts are with everyone impacted.
So there you go. In the NFL, I saw they're saying that they're monitoring the situation.
I'm sure they will.
We know that something will come of this as far as the NFL and the organization goes. But yeah, to know what that is, I don't know.
I mean, he'll get suspended. If he was there, he'll get suspended. But, man, I feel like time frame, it might not even be this year.
But, yeah, I mean, they say that they were racing. There's the dash cam video. Okay. But
and leaving the scene. If that was him leaving the scene, the NFL will punish him.
The lawyer speaking on his behalf, like seeing the headlines that say the police want to speak to Rashee Rice, and then also seeing the headlines that say, you know, he's obtained counsel, and then we see that the counsel has put out a statement. Does that mean that the lawyer has spoken directly to the police, or does it? Because when I read it, it looks like it's just saying that the lawyer says that we will and put out the statement. But I don't see, like, have the cops actually talk to the lawyer?
Well, it said that he's cooperating with the investigator, he must have.
So
unless
then it's
at least
like,
talk
so
to him with his attorney.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you've seen him then by now, right? If he's cooperating, he's come in. The lawyer's brought him in.
Yeah.
And the lawyer's put out a public statement. Okay, I was just making sure that I was reading that right. So, look, I don't believe this for a second. I'm with you guys about pickleball. I've heard that pickleball is the fastest growing sport. I think that they were trying to, you know, exaggerate a little bit for this story. But they did show some numbers. And it is kind of crazy. They say it's the fastest growing sport. Now, it could be that they're saying it's the fastest growing high school sport. I would buy that for sure. But if I said, what is the fastest growing high school sport in America, then what would you guess?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse would be a good guess.
Rugby.
Rugby would be a guess. It's a female sport.
Field hockey.
It's women's. Do you say women's? Girls when they're in high school?
Sure.
Girls wrestling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's wildly popular.
I had no idea it was this
popular. No, that's
wildly
popular.
Without a league of their own, many of the opponents these girls faced were boys. But that tide is now turning, with girls wrestling becoming the fastest growing sport in the country.
It literally took off. The numbers just started exploding.
As recently as 2018, there were only 6 states that had officially recognized girls wrestling programs. Now, there are 45 states.
Now, I will say the AP also says
girl in Kansas won states or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Headline from the AP says girls are falling in love with wrestling, the nation's fastest growing high school sport. I trust them. They said in that clip there, the nation's fastest growing sport. High school sport is certainly believable. Could it be the fastest growing sport overall? I don't know. Do you count pickleball when it's a recreational thing?
Right.
I don't know. But you heard him say.
Also, yeah, it probably is. But every school's already got a basketball team.
Right.
It can't be the fastest growing. It has to be something that's not there.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like pickleball is what I was saying. Like, because you guys guessed that earlier. Does that count when you're putting it in malls and it's just for a rec? I don't know. But when they mentioned there at the end, what did he say? 48 states? How many states did he say now have a girls'
45?
Wrestling
six states that had
46. When they showed the map, it was almost full. My home state of Missouri was not included. Really? Everything around it, they showed all these states fill up with blue. All these states have girls wrestling now in high school, and Missouri was sitting there empty. But they did say that, you know, at least they made it sound like they will probably continue to grow, and these other states will get girls wrestling. But it's weird because wrestling was one of those that schools were getting rid of for boys. I kept hearing about different schools getting rid of wrestling. Well, remember Meredith? Her boyfriend is really into wrestling, a wrestling coach, and I remember one of his complaints. I was actually talking to him one time when I was out with him, and he said that schools were getting rid of wrestling. It wasn't as popular. And that there was something about the Olympics. Did the Olympics get rid of wrestling? That seems impossible.
So. Yeah, I don't think so.
Again, that's like the original sport, right? But yeah, there was some issue. Wrestlers were worried that the sport's popularity was dying, and there were some schools that were deciding that they weren't going to do it anymore, or that they weren't going to start a wrestling team at a new school. But now girls wrestling is huge. So there you go. People like to fight. People like wrestling. They like, and I feel like you're not going to do UFC in school, okay? You're not going to do boxing in school. So... yeah, like if football wasn't already in schools, they wouldn't start it today. I don't think they'd say, hey, this is the game. This is how it works. You wear all these pads. I don't think they'd probably start that now.
Well, they started putting it in middle schools now.
Well, right, but I'm saying the sport's already popular, right?
Wasn't in middle schools. If they wanted to stay away from it, they wouldn't be doing
it. We had it in my middle school. We started in seventh grade.
In Kansas, they hadn't. Oh. And now,
did you say,
next year.
At your school, you didn't have it in junior high?
No, we played for the city.
That's
until
weird.
High school.
We had it in junior high. I just assumed that everyone started in junior high, but I was out in Lee Summit, so... And my brother played in junior high, and then when I got into seventh grade, I was going to play, and then...
The school?
For the school, yeah. We had a team. And then you started in seventh grade. And we didn't
call
it varsity.
We had a team
that
was affiliated with our school, but it wasn't through
the field,
school.
We had a field out by a football field and everything, and we had uniforms, but they didn't have, like, varsity. It was just called A team and B team.
Yeah.
And then we played, they played on the weekends. The B team would play first, and then the A team would play. And... a lot of people didn't show up to those games, but it was officially, once you got to junior high, like, you can start playing football for the school.
I think that's cool.
So I was surprised when you told me, you just within the last couple of years told me that junior highs, because your boys go to school, they didn't have it. I was surprised.
They didn't. Now my youngest will play for the school next year.
Yeah, that's...
So in the eighth grade, so that'll be the first year they've done it. So they are expanding football to some degree.
Yeah, that's interesting. California has a proposed law that would... discourage, it's supposed to stop, your boss from contacting you after hours. Now, other countries have stuff like this. I know the big one that I'm aware of is in Germany. The unions there are pretty big. And what they did in Germany was they said, okay, at least this is the last I checked, this is what the rules were. It could have been updated. But they said, if you want to text your employee or email your employee after hours, then you're going to have to pay them overtime. So what they did was they said the email servers have to be turned off at whatever hour ends, and you cannot contact them outside of those hours. If you want to contact them, you can, but you'd have to pay overtime. Other countries in Europe have done similar things. I haven't seen any that are quite as strict. California is trying to do something kind of like it. This would be like the lightest version because there's so many exceptions for this California one.
Well, how would you like to have the legal right to ignore your boss's phone calls, texts, and emails when you're off the clock? California could become the first state to go there. This is a bill introduced yesterday. It would put up guardrails separating work and private time. Employees would be allowed to disconnect without facing punishment. Exceptions would be made for genuine emergencies and for businesses that typically have late or erratic hours.
Okay, exceptions are made for genuine emergencies. Well, who decides what's a genuine emergency?
Your boss.
You're going to take that to court? I don't think so. Your boss decides. And then if your job typically has late or erratic hours, well, who decides that? I guess the boss who's texting a lot. Yeah, well, also, but you could be working 9 to 5 and it's a sales thing where, look, we got to close this contract, and sometimes these people, we don't know if we're going to get it done until 9 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, whatever. You have to be on call. You have to be available to these people. I get it. I get what, it's,
I think it would
it's
be,
a start.
I think if they put it in there, I think it would be hard. Just I can imagine that law being put into place, and if I managed this radio station like I used to, them saying, don't call them.
I could see that.
Because
the
it would just
that.
Be just enough to be them to be like, look, you guys can't be calling people. We're not paying the overtime.
Right. I get
Figure
it.
Figure it out yourself.
I get
right?
it.
I could see that happening.
And I could be.
No, I get it. You know, who constitutes an emergency? I would say some corporate high up.
Decides that,
and it's probably got to be a pretty big emergency before they start paying you overtime.
Unless the company does say, hey, you know, we feel comfortable with you guys. Just make sure that you always say it's an emergency to cover our asses. We want you to start each email or each text with emergency. That way, if anyone ever tries to sue us, it says emergency. You know, hey, someone left their coffee here at work, and I want my coffee. You know,
boy,
yeah,
they're going to be in trouble.
That I don't think is going to fly. Mm-mm. But if you say emergency, you know, Slim, you're the closest one to the station. I think we're off the air.
I think that would be an emergency.
Yeah,
though.
I think that they could say, okay, that's an emergency. Right. And then the other thing, too, though, would be if we start contacting them more frequently in the evenings, then we could say that we qualify for this. You know, we kind of keep erratic hours and we're talking at random times. Well, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. It's obviously a start.
So when does that start?
Well, it's just proposed. So that's the proposal is this version of it, which, you know, leaves some things up to interpretation. But you're right. You make a good point about a big
companies
company
don't
saying,
pay
hey,
that
we
money. They're going to they're not going to do it.
Now, they don't say anything about the overtime. I mean, that's what's implied there is that you would have to pay them for it like they do in Europe. But I didn't think about what you're saying where a corporation could say, hey, to cover our asses because they're always wanting to cover their asses.
Yes, they don't want to get
sued. That's why you do training. That's why you do all that stuff.
If it was this company, it would be a blanket email. Do not contact anyone outside of their normal work hours without contacting
legal
your
first,
vice president and legal first. Like it just that would absolutely happen.
Yeah.
And the first time somebody did it without legal's approval, they get fired.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it.
You're right. And I could see if there is an emergency that they send out those training videos. Make sure that if you do contact an employee,
right. Here's
it starts
you're gonna
with the words
first.
Emergency.
You're going to contact with your local representative. Mm-hmm. I just know how it would. I can see it.
And then finally, speaking of baseball teams needing new stadiums, wanting new stadiums, leaving town, the Tropicana in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It closed down today.
Tropicana is quite comfortable.
I mean, I don't know how old you have to be for the Tropicana to be legendary.
It's legendary.
To me, it's legendary because of movies and television and all that. So I would think that young people still are familiar with the name Tropicana and that it means something. But I will say that the last time I was in Tropicana, which was a long time ago because I haven't been to Vegas in a while, but the last time I was in there, it was already, you know, of all the new casinos on the Strip, and just it was in an area where there's a lot of cool stuff right there, and you go in there, and it felt a little dated. And while everyone else was giving out free drinks, as long as you're gambling, Tropicana gave me a bill. I'll never forget, actually, my friend Chayla and I went into Tropicana. The server came up. She asked if we wanted anything to drink. We both just asked for coffee. And when she brought the coffee back, she gave us a bill for the coffee. So, I mean, most of these places don't give you a bill for alcohol. She gave me a bill for coffee. I was like, man, this place, maybe this place isn't as cool as it once was. But anyway, they tore it down because that's where they're going to put the A's, right? Isn't that the plan?
Yeah, have you seen the picture of that stadium?
I have seen it.
That's cool.
So, I mean, but is
I don't know if it'll look like that.
Is that official? The A's are out of town?
Well, I heard
it seems like it's not quite official yet.
I know the mayor of Vegas or somebody was like, you know, hey, you can renegotiate with Oakland, but I think it's a done deal.
Okay, so but you, when you say that, like, you think it will be a done deal? But
I think it is.
Okay, that maybe they've actually because last I read about it, they were talking about like how they would probably lose their team, and that it looked like they were going to move to Vegas. And this was just a couple days ago. I was like, man, I thought this was done if they're building this stadium. Because if the A's found a way to stay in Oakland, or somehow not go to Vegas, and Vegas is building a new stadium, well, there you go, Kansas City. I mean, couldn't that be a concern if the A's did stay in Oakland? I think Royals fans could be concerned about that. Like, hey, the A's figured out a way to stay in Oakland, and they're already building the stadium in Vegas. Vegas wants to be the sports epicenter hub, which is so crazy because not that many years ago, Vegas wasn't allowed to have sports because everyone was worried about gambling. And now,
that's
it's the exact opposite. Everyone wants gambling.
As I'm reading this. The Athletics applied to relocate to Las Vegas after the lease with Oakland Coliseum expires at the end of the 2024 season. Sorry. It's the third city relocation in the franchise history. They formerly played in Philadelphia and lastly in Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Prior to the move in Oakland in 1968. So yeah. It looks like it's done. It will mark the first relocation of the American League team since 1972.
I do think it would be baller for a city to build a stadium. Not an arena. Plenty of places have done that. Hell, we've done that. But an actual purpose-built stadium, like a baseball stadium or a football stadium, without having a team yet. And just saying, hey, here's this awesome stadium. Which team wants to move here? I'll bet it would work. But back to the Vegas thing. Vegas is definitely all in on sports now. It seems like all the leagues are all in on Vegas being all in on sports
now. It was revealed that negotiations between the city of Oakland and the athletics organizations had ended, and the team moving forward with a $1.5 billion, 30,000-seat retractable stadium at the site of the Wild Wild West Gambling Hall and Hotel across Interstate 15.
Yep. So it's a done deal. There you go.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yo!
Yo! So, this morning I see in the LA Times, there's this big article about, it looks like it's about Shohei Ohtani at first glance, because it's talking about Shohei's gambling scandal that may or may not involve Shohei gambling, but certainly his interpreter being fired and all that stuff. There's an investigation into whether or not Shohei was breaking the rules, maybe breaking the law. We don't know yet, and I'm sure it'll take a while. He talks about in this article how the feds are focused mainly on that bookmaker in California, but he says it's crazy to think that they wouldn't also be focused then on who was placing bets. And he says that, you know, and he's not saying that he thinks Shohei's guilty or innocent. I didn't get that vibe. But he's saying that if he was betting, in baseball, the rules are if you bet, even if you go all the way down to the minors or little league, if these leagues with kids are in any way involved with the MLB, which I guess some of them are, I didn't know that, because all the way down to youth leagues, that counts as betting baseball. And that the
people are betting on youth league games. I'm sure they are.
I don't know, but he's just saying if they did, they might think that they could. I don't know, but he's just saying that even if that's who they bet on, even if it wasn't their own team or a different team in the MLB, even if they were betting on youth teams, if they're connected, they could be banned for a year. And for betting on games in which the player is involved, it's a lifetime ban.
Right.
Which I mean makes sense, right?
Sure.
So again, he's not saying that he's guilty or innocent, but what he does say, it gives a history of gambling. How it's been illegal for years, how it went back and forth through the courts. This all goes back to like the 1920s. But in 2018, basically the Supreme Court made a decision that said gambling could be left up to the states. That's the long and the very short version of this. So when the Supreme Court said, okay, the gambling stuff can be left up to the states, states were quick to start embracing sports betting.
Sure.
And
the revenue's huge.
Surprisingly or not surprisingly, the leagues were quick to embrace it. As we've seen, you've got teams moving to Vegas. That fear seems to be long gone about, oh, what if these players, what if people, you know, made it? And the reason they didn't want teams in Vegas, just in case, you know, you're not understanding this, they were worried that if you've got people gambling and a bunch of people gambling on a team, that they could pay a player to, you know, shave some points or do whatever. That's always been the fear. Those fears are gone now. You can bet on your phone. Even in the states where you can't bet on your phone, most of them you're about to be able to bet on your phone. It's just that they haven't crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's yet. But this guy says that whether or not Shohei ends up getting in trouble for gambling or not, he says there is a huge scandal coming, no matter what. Because you've already got all these people who've – there's been some stories about people gambling. You know, we've talked about some of the NFL players that were betting on things. There's been some college kids he goes to and talks about some of them. Some of the college kids he said, I think he
talked about Iowa, you know, there was some Detroit Lions guys that got busted for gambling.
Yeah, he talks about the NFL suspended 10 players for gambling last year. The University of Alabama fired baseball coach Brad Monahan last year, and he was effectively banned from the NCAA on evidence that he had leaked a report of a player's injury to a gambler. Yep. I didn't know that. I feel like we've talked about some of the stuff when it's come up, but there's obviously been more of it than I've kept up with. 13 current and former athletes at the University of Iowa and Iowa State and two student managers have been charged in an investigation about illegal wagering. 10 of them have pleaded guilty. I didn't know about the Iowa State stuff.
That was a big deal.
Okay. So then they also talk about the thing that I thought was really interesting is what's-his-face getting fined just for doing the money gesture in an NBA game.
Yeah, I didn't know
game about
that until you said it, but I don't follow it that much. But you said Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, Gobert, that he got fined for, so he thinks it's a bad call. He gestures towards the ref, the money symbol, you know. I don't know if he's making it rain. I assume that's how else do you make money symbols. I guess like this, or like you're making it rain, one of those two things. And that he got fined $100,000, he got benched and fined $100,000 for that because he's implying that the ref's
on the tape.
So obviously the leagues are still concerned about,
well, because if the leagues,
if anyone starts to think that these games are illegitimate,
then it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
And that's why they didn't want this for years.
Then it becomes WWE.
Right. And that's why they didn't want this for years.
Right.
And now all they can see is dollar signs, which I understand.
Of course.
So the leagues are all like, hey, we're going to go back on everything we've ever said. And I made the point off there, like the NFL. NFL's been making plenty of money. So you could see if a league was like, man, we're not making as much money as you two. We'd like to make more money, you know.
But you can't stop it.
And maybe that's it. Maybe the NFL wasn't just like, yeah, we want that money. Maybe they were like, hey,
it's already out there.
We can't be the ones to stop
it's
it.
It's done.
They're
you can't
do
stop
it.
People are going to gamble on football. They always have.
Yep.
So they always will.
And now that the states have said, here it is, we might as well embrace it.
Right.
So what he goes on to say
is, the penalties have to be harsh.
Yeah, well, and some of them are lifetime bans for some of these things.
They have to be. And
they can be legal,
you know,
legal.
If you get caught gambling, you're in trouble a lot.
So it's crazy to think. Like in 1992, Congress,
like J-Mo got busted. He didn't. They said he didn't gamble on football even, but he gambled from inside the player's stadium.
Right.
So that's six games. Yep. Like it's got to be.
That was the first big pro.
That's what I remember.
One,
yeah.
Right. That we heard about was well, he was in the facility. Oh,
right.
Well. And it is kind of odd because a lot of these leagues will tell their players they can bet, but they can't bet on their league. They can't bet on
You can't bet any football.
It's just weird to me that for baseball players. It's weird to me that they wouldn't say to the players that are getting paid, hey, you're not sports betting. Just don't. Okay? We don't want the player sports betting. You get paid big bucks. You guys need to stay away. It's not a law.
Well,
it's just
policy. To play devil's advocate with you, I think if they did that, they'd have to suspend everybody.
So you think that's why?
Because people are going to bribe. So they can't stop it. So what they can say is, you can't gamble on football.
Okay.
But if you start telling them you can't gamble on football, you can't gamble on baseball, you can't gamble on the Tyson fight, you can't gamble. As soon as they're going to be suspending everybody.
Right.
Because people gamble and they know that. So I think if they make it just strictly, you can't gamble on your sport.
Yeah.
Then maybe they get less people doing it.
Yeah. I mean, it was 30 years ago that the NFL was saying that sports betting would reduce pro football to a tool for the fast buck, the quick fix, the desire to get something for nothing. You know, that this is in my lifetime, that they're that against.
Well, anybody, did you ever watch, because I told you to watch it, but I don't know if you ever watched it, Winning Time?
Oh, which one was that?
That's the L.A. Lakers story, Showtime.
Oh, yeah. So I never finished it.
It's such a great story, and people forget it, but it's true. You need to look it up with Jerry Tarkanian from UNLV was going to go and coach the Lakers. And he had a good friend of his, when he was leaving, end up dead in a trunk of a car.
Okay, you told
me. And Jerry Tarkanian was like, I need to stay in Vegas. This isn't anything new.
Right.
Right? So I think they want to alleviate that. That can't happen. Jerry Tarkanian's best friend can't be dead in the back of a Mercedes when he's talking about leaving and going to a different job. So that said, I think they have to allow some gambling, but then come down very harsh on penalties if you gamble on your sport.
But you don't argue the fact that by making it easy, more accessible, that there are now more, not just people in the public gambling, but that there are more professional athletes gambling on sports, right?
Yes,
because
but
they don't have to go to Vegas.
Because
in 1992, when Congress said, all right, we're going to make it so that you can only gamble on sports at the sportsbook in Nevada because they're grandfathered in. That bill passed. George W. Bush signed it.
Yeah.
And that was called like PAPSA or something. That was the thing that the Supreme Court eventually overturned years later. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was a big enough deal that they said, hey, we're going to make sure that you can't do it anywhere. And if they could have got rid of it in Vegas, it sounds like they
right.
would have.
Sure.
But they couldn't. And then you had the leagues at the time saying, yeah, we don't want it. So pass this bill.
But now there's too much money.
Then the Supreme Court says, hey, you know what? For whatever reason, I don't know the details, that's an invalid law. Okay, it's up to the states. Boom. States say you can gamble. Now you can gamble on your phone. Do you think, because to me this feels a little bit like when you say, we don't need regulations on airplanes. There hasn't been a crash in 40 years. It's like, that's because you had all these regulations.
Right, sure, right, I get it.
Do we say, are we just in this complacent mindset? We're like, no, the NFL and baseball and those things, they're not the WWE. This is America. You know, we take cheating seriously and we take those scandals seriously and it'll be handled appropriately. Is that what we're thinking? And then gambling is going to, is it an inevitability that it's going to turn into chaos? Because that is definitely the impression that I got from this article, that he is proposing the idea.
I think
that you can't prevent it.
But I think what he's getting at is maybe in just hearing what you said from the article, I'd like to read it myself, obviously.
Yeah, it
but I think it might be a little bit more nuanced than that, in the sense that, no, I don't think guys in general, I think if you tell them you can't bet on football, they won't bet on football. The risk versus reward is too high.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I'm an NFL player. I'm making good money. If I bet on football, I'm banned for life. It's not worth it. Right? It's just not worth it. There's not enough money that I can make risk versus reward. Now, there may be some guys who give it a shot, but for the most part, probably not. And if you make those penalties, huge. But what I don't think you can take away is the human element of it. And the human element of it, when they talk about home crowd advantage, mm-hmm. right? That, you know, they've gone back and done studies where they've said the biggest home field advantage is basketball.
Okay.
Because the crowd is right on top of them.
Okay.
So they are like,
they're seeing them constantly out of the corner.
Well, no. They're a little bit more when people are booing a call to think, oh, we got that call wrong. Or there's a foot, but they're impressionable.
Okay.
Just by people. They're still humans.
The
they're
refs.
Not computers.
The
so,
refs, yeah.
right? So there isn't, it's not that one call gets a favorable call or not, or they're helping the home team, but there is something about pack mentality. We
of
know
course.
That. Like, that was a foul. Well, of course it was a foul. Everybody in the whole goddamn stadium saw it. Well, not
well, that's
really,
why,
man.
That's why you yelled, you know, you see coaches yell at a ref about a play that can't be overturned.
Right.
It's so that they think about it the next time.
Exactly. And they'll do it all the
yeah.
time. Why are they yelling at him? Why does it matter? Because we want you to think the next time. What is
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
So, with that said, I think it would be very hard for a player or a coach to not know the spread on a game.
Mm-hmm.
To not know that, hey, we're 8-point favorites and it's 8 points right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you automatically think of that, but I think you do think of it. And as you,
even if it's unconsciously,
well, no, I think consciously, but I think at the 8-point minute, I'm not saying you know it right then. Like, oh, we're up by 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's the line. But as you're getting closer and you're playing longer and it's 7, 10,
yeah,
9,
and you know the spread,
something's got to hit you where you're like, oh, I do know the spread.
Well, so,
and we're up by 9 and the line's 8. I don't know how that affects you, but I think it affects you. And that's what I'd like to get to study. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I know that we're favored by 8. And right now, we're up by 6.
Right. Well, you've got coaches who say that they've received threats
yes.
via text, even though their team won because they didn't cover the spread by one
right.
point or whatever. I didn't know that this was an issue. But what I wanted to
and
ask
I think
you,
as a player, you want to cover the spread. I don't know why, but you mm-hmm. do. You, it's sports and everything else in the world is math,
you want your
right?
fans
it's
to be
math.
Happy. Yeah.
So you're like, we're favored by 8.
Let's get that.
I
want to
win by 10.
Win by
like, it's just
10.
Natural. It pushes yeah. you more. If you're favored by 6, you want to win by 8.
So, but wouldn't the most vulnerable people... Now, this guy from the LA Times, he says that players are going to gamble because they're young and they're rich. And he said, and with that youth comes that naivete, and they're probably going to get in trouble sometimes, and they're yes. going to gamble, and there's going to be scandals.
I heard people talking about just like Rashee Rice.
Right.
Talking about that. Like, you know, dude's 23.
Yeah.
I think. Young,
young,
early 20s. We've all made huge mistakes.
Absolutely.
Huge mistakes. Now, look, this is a big one.
Yes.
But most people get to make that mistake at 21, 22, 23. Not in the public
family.
Eye.
It's their family.
Learn
knows.
From it mm-hmm. and move forward, and nobody ever questions it anymore. These are now huge mistakes in the public eye. So, yes, I think given at 21, if I was a multi... I know what you're going with that. At 21, if I'm a multimillionaire... Is there a chance? I'm like, I'm not going to get caught. I'll bet on this game.
Right.
Of course. Of
right.
course.
So, and he's saying
but
that's
I think
happen,
that
but...
I think if they hit it more, like, I promise you, you will be banned from baseball.
Well, that's what they say. That's what
right.
they, I mean. That is
that's
the punishment.
What they have to do.
It's in writing, you know, that you get banned permanently
right.
if you bet on your own. But to me, then, the most vulnerable people in this situation would be the refs. And it goes back to... you know, the point shaving scandals and you know,
right.
the Netflix documentary about the refs.
The guy who did it. He actually took the money.
The refs, if you're going to embrace sports betting like this, you got to make these refs rich. You got to start paying them the big bucks. In
right.
the NFL, in the NBA,
because,
you got to pay them the big bucks.
Well, also, there's other parts of that because I think we talk about the players and those types of things. But if you're if you're a gambler, a real gambler, then you know that it's not just, it's like if you're a real guy into the stocks, right? Mm-hmm. Or girl in the stocks. It's not just about what you know about these two companies. Let's just, mm-hmm. two baseball teams or two companies, that's what they are. Not just what you know. It's about information. Mm-hmm. Information that other people don't have. So can a trainer... tell a gambler,
of course,
that Bobby Witt's out.
Of course,
when nobody else really knows, and that or Bobby Witt's hurt, but it, you know, it's nothing, is what they say. You
of
know,
course.
Just something he's working through, he's gonna be fine. But can a trainer then tell a gambler, like, oh, it's more than nothing?
Yeah.
Guy, he's gonna play, but he can't swing a bat.
The university.
Well, that's information. Now, that's real gambling information. That's insider trading in the stock market.
Yep.
That
it's going to happen.
A big deal. That
it's,
is the
it's
same,
already happened. The
that
university,
is the same as a company saying, yeah, we said we can make that drug,
but we
well,
can't.
We ain't made
right.
it.
Right. It's already happened. The University of Alabama fired baseball coach Brad Bonahan last year, and he was effectively banned by the NCAA on evidence that he had leaked a report of a player's
yep.
injury to a gambler.
That's
that
information.
That is absolutely going to happen.
Absolutely.
How could it not?
And how do they contain? So I think
good
you can,
luck.
For the most part, contain the players.
Okay.
I really do. Just in the sense that if you say you're banned for life, I think, are you going to get a few that break that?
Yeah.
Yes. But I think for the most part, they'll be like, I don't want to, I've worked my entire life
yeah,
to get
agreed.
To the NFL.
It's like not taking drugs because you want to pass the drug
right,
test.
Right, right. But,
yeah.
you know, so are you going to get some that gamble and get banned for life? Yes, obviously. It's going to happen.
But this behind the scenes
but
stuff
the,
to me is
trying
be
to get
to
the assistant trainer to not tell a gambler that Mikel Garcia's got a twisted ankle, like,
and
that's tough. Or like now, it, man, that inside information,
exactly.
That is what people.
And as
will,
a fan,
that is
Snow
what
Cone,
people will pay for.
Snowcone, you're a. I don't know if Snowcone can hear me, but you're a fan of the Chiefs. You like watching them on
sure.
TV, but you're not like a huge sports guy. You're like a casual fan.
Yeah.
I think people like myself, like Snowcone, in the future, when that ref makes a bad call, instead of, God, that ref sucks, or
uh-huh.
God, they favor New England, it's, God, is that ref on the take?
Right.
People are going to start thinking
well,
like
no,
that.
Well, now they already think about
exactly.
it. How many times they say that's the script?
Exactly.
The script, the script, the
so,
script. They're already saying it.
You know,
and,
we'll
but I don't believe any of that. But I do believe, so I don't believe there's a script. I don't believe the refs are on the take. I believe if they are, they have been before. Again, Have people gambled on their own team and gotten away with it? Yes.
The script thing is so stupid.
The script
but
is
even
stupid.
The refs on the take. We know that there are refs on the take. There's a documentary about it. You can watch it. We know it. But it's so small. And they will eventually get caught. To me, it's those assistant people. Those tertiary people on the teams who cannot... They can't...
They're not making millions.
They can't individually change the game. They can't miss two free throws on purpose. But what they can tell you is that Travis Kelce's hurt.
His knee has been hurting all week.
It's been hurting all week, and he may not play. And if he does play, he ain't 100%.
And he can give that information to anyone.
That is massive information.
And it's going to happen. Massive information. Right now, and it will continue to happen.
And that's the stuff that I think they can't put the lid back on.
I agree. That's it. You're not going to be able to put the lid back on.
You're
going to
be able to put the lid on guys gambling. You're going to be able to make an example. I mean, if Shohei gambled and they find out about it, I would imagine they'll make an example of him.
Yeah. Well,
and there would be no bigger example than the face of baseball being banned.
Yeah.
And if they do it, then it would make other people stop. But what you can't stop is that guy who's in charge of putting towels away.
Right. Well,
you ain't going to get him.
And that's how the LA Times story ended. He said it's probably too late to turn back the tide. There's just too much money in sports betting. Yep. So now we just watch it play out. Make some bets.
If you're a locker room guy.
Dude, that's my thing. I know what I would do.
Right, yeah.
And if they said, you can't bet because you work for the team or whatever, well, then I go tell my friend Sunoco, hey, Spencer, go make this bet.
Mahomes' ankle
I won't text it to you. I'll tell you in person.
How
go
about
to the sports book.
Mahomes' ankle is fine.
Exactly.
I keep saying all this hurting stuff. Maybe that doesn't. But what if I tell you, man, he was limping at the game, but I watched him in practice all week. Sprinting.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Yes.
That's a complete, like that.
Of course I'm going to go tell
that
Sunoco
information
that.
Is yep. big.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. That's it. What's that's your it. Lock of the night? I'm telling you, just grab a baseball game and look at the odds. Bet. I know at least on one of the apps you can do it. Some of them
have you
don't
done
seem
it
to
yet?
Have it. But I haven't done it yet. I got to transfer money in there. But you just bet that each team is going to win by one. They're going to win by two. And then you figure out, you know, at what point you can't make your money back. Because you can't bet all of them, but you get as close as you can, and then you just hope that the game's not a blowout. And as long as the game isn't a blowout, like the Royals game on Sunday, then you win money. I'm telling you, I want Snowcone to start doing it. It could be, I'm surprised your financial investor hasn't told you this. Seriously, your financial investor, a good financial investor, should be giving you locks, or at least
I'll ask him
good bets. Yeah, ask him what he bets. You know, these parlays and stuff, they're hard to hit. I mean, Lazo got so close last night. That's four out of five. But it's still a loss. A loss is a loss. With my system, Snowcone, you'll win more than you lose. You'll win more often than you lose. I promise. You start making money. Just put that stuff in a savings account. You'll have yourself a new Chrysler Baron in no time, my man. Lazo, do you have a pick for the night?
I like the...
He's not charging it for this.
No, I'm not. Plus 201, a two-leg parlay. Just take the Phillies and the Padres. For plus 201. So I'll put it down
there.
Are
you doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. $50 will make you $100. So double your money. The only thing that's going to happen is, like I said, the Phillies and the Padres.
Okay.
I like that. Money lines.
There's your pick. You heard mine.
Yu Darvish is on the mound.
Yu Darvish. Such a good name.
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish.
He's got like 12 pitches.
That's good.
Good show. You, Darvish. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.